Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on with
the Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Where's the ball?
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambo Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. For all of your plumbing needs, go to gwagnerplumbing.com. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, as you just heard. Asking you now, would you give Rodgers say in personnel if it meant keeping him? All of these people that are out talking about Aaron Rodgers are all saying roughly the same thing. It's not about money. It's about communication and having a say in what they do and so forth. To which I say, I don't believe any of that. And the reason I don't believe any of that is because I don't believe for a minute that if Jordan Love was not on this team and they had some 60-year-old backup quarterback, that we'd even be going through this right now with Aaron Rodgers. This wouldn't even be an issue. But because Jordan Love is on this roster, now we know why this fight is being picked. There's just no way. If there was a Doug Peterson-like quarterback backing up Aaron Rodgers for the last year, instead of a draft pick in the first round in Jordan Love, he would not be holding out. We would not have this whole, I don't want to be in Green Bay because I want control of personnel. There is no chance we'd be going through this. Now, before we get to Gary and Leroy's answers, I want to read you guys some stuff here. Now, Plucker found this earlier today, and we retweeted it as well. Tyler Dunn, another great piece. And he is just, he's amazing. So he runs down Ron Wolf to talk about this situation with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, fine. So here we go. It's a fairy tale story, Wolf says. No question about that. I feel very fortunate to have had an opportunity to be there, number one. Number two, I was able to surround myself with some highly intelligent individuals. Having Mike Holmgren as the head coach certainly helps. That seems to have carried over. When I left, Mike Sherman took over, and he couldn't do it, so Ted Thompson came in and did a heck of a job. He kept the ball rolling. Let's face it, there isn't a better operation or a better organization to be a part of than the Green Bay Packers. I say that because the tradition involved, it starts right there in Lambeau Field. You walk in and see those magical names up there that surround the field, and the fact that the Super Bowl winner gets the Lombardi Trophy, I mean, it's all part of this wonderful franchise, and I'm glad we were able to bring it back to life. Okay, fine. Now, again, I have always argued that while the tradition is nice and everything, at the end of the day, it's still about the dollars and winning Super Bowls and so forth.
That tradition
was there in the 80s. And what were they bringing in from a player perspective?
We were still packing the stands.
Brett Favre.
No question. I'm just saying from a player perspective, who wanted to come play in Green Bay with your packed stands?
But the thing of it is, you
it
still
wasn't
couldn't
free
get
agent.
A
they couldn't do it.
No, that was that we had to come up with plan B.
Plan B. You couldn't come.
Right.
Well, you couldn't move. But still, you couldn't get a
ticket. Reggie did come.
Yeah, couldn't get a ticket.
Reggie
yeah.
did come yeah. after you had Brett, correct. Yeah. Yes.
Well, after we got Plan B and all that in free agency.
Reggie got the free agency. Going.
You had to draft well.
Yeah. Correct.
Let him finish, Garrett.
All right, moving on.
Well, I just want to throw some salt on that.
When Wolf is asked how in the heck you try to make this work with a player who apparently doesn't want to be there, Wolf first admits it would be extremely difficult to run a team in today's, quote, professional climate, end quote.
That's why he walked away.
Now,
here I wish he would have asked him about Sterling.
Hold on. Here we go.
Remember that story?
Here's Ron Wolf. Quote, you have this guy, Russell Wilson, in Seattle who wants to be an owner, a coach, a scout, and he's hired to play quarterback. He's telling them who to draft and all that? That's just what you said about what Brett said. He's hired to do one thing. He's hired to win football games and play quarterback and is paid very well, and he's a very good player. He's a top five quarterback, certainly in the game. Now, I'm not really sure what the deal is with Rodgers, what is upsetting him. In my opinion, you can't be in a better place. Everything there is geared toward the player. Everything they do is about the player. That's the greatness of that franchise. To me, that's why it's been so successful. It's about playing football. That's all. It's not about any other thing. It's not about going to some owner's wife's tea party. This affair or that affair. It's about playing football and being
I.e. Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. It's about playing football and being a professional football player. That's all it is. That's really the greatness of the Packers, said Ron Wolf. You can't top that anywhere. I don't understand why guys don't want to get better. Why don't they want to come in and have OTA camps? Don't you want to get better? Don't you want to increase your salary impact? You have this God-given gift. Take advantage of it. Make yourself better. But today, that's not the case. This just befuddles me. I don't understand it. I like the fact that he dropped the word befuddles.
All right.
I'm a big fan of that word, befuddles. Don't you? It's not said enough.
Well, no, that's an old folks word, that befuddle, man.
Right. Befuddle me.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that, Leroy. Yeah, you got to be over 50 when you use that befuddle.
No, over 60, cuz.
So now Tyler Dunn goes down the route with Ron Wolf in his article. Again, golongtd.com. About the Packers drafting Jordan Love, exactly as Ted Thompson drafted Rodgers and Wolf traded for Brett Favre.
Yeah. Let's get to it.
Quote, that's going to define me, says Wolf. The guy was a second-round pick, and the first thing you do is give up the number one for that guy. I was very fortunate it worked out for me, but I believed in the guy. To me, the one position you better have a handle on in your operation is quarterback. You better protect yourself there, and that's something when I was there, we always did. We always protected ourselves. So Thompson picked that up. Obviously, Brian Gutekunst has picked up that with Love. Obviously, they felt he was worthy to be the number two guy eventually and then follow Aaron Rodgers. I would have to bow to that. I see no reason not to believe that. Then he gets into the fact, Tyler Dunn, of Gutekunst looking out for the Packers organization. Ron Wolf, quote, you have to protect your operation, your organization. And if you have a guy you think is that good and you're willing to take him in the first round, you better take him regardless of the position. And there isn't a better person to take than a person at that position to protect your football team. What I've read is they're really upset because the Packers didn't take a wide receiver. I mean, they look like they're doing okay with the receivers. In fact, Wolf believes the Packers organization is as player-friendly and player-oriented as it gets in sports. Quote, I mean, these guys want to go somewhere else, and I bet they're shocked when they go other places to see what they've given up leaving the Packers. That whole building is designed to benefit the player, and they're not asked to do anything but play football. To me, that's a very important thing. I don't know about anything about this new regime, but I assume that hasn't changed. That in itself is enough right there. They're asking the guys to be representative, be professional football players, and play football. That's it. Everything else is all taken care of. Those are the quotes from Ron Wolf and the Tyler Dunn piece. Again, if you're not a subscriber to GoLongTD.com, you ought to be, because Tyler Dunn does top-notch work at GoLongTD.com. So that's where Ron Wolf is.
Yeah. Now, that's Terry Ron Bradshaw.
Ron Wolf is on the side of the organization.
Been there.
That's where he comes
He's been
out.
In that seat, right? I mean, he traded a one for Brett Favre, and had there been sports talk, he would have been crucified for that move. Had they done that,
and then right now you better go kiss his feet if you're crucified.
No question. But there wasn't that sports talk back then talking about it all the time. So you really didn't have fans losing their minds over trading for a third string quarterback, giving up a number one pick.
Yeah, I remember Ron Wolf, who I knew a lot about.
Really?
I remember it was a story about guys coming in.
Call him.
Keep talking, man. Don't worry.
Call him. Get him on the phone.
It's funny.
Call him.
We had about 8 to 10 guys who came in that didn't pass. This was a headline that didn't pass the running tests. You know, like you come in, you test you on the like
the
gassers.
Running test, cause
it's like 10 of us, right? But I was the only All Pro in that 10.
That didn't pass it?
But allegedly.
Whatever. Allegedly. Yeah, I hate that.
But the media don't know we don't have times. You have groups that you run with.
Correct.
So it was a headline. Oh! And somebody went and asked, Wolf, man, why your starters can't even pass a running test? Something like that. And he's like, was Leroy part of that group? I'm going to speak with him. He just said that as a, you know. It was, Ron Wolf said Leroy Butler's out of shape, didn't pass, blah, blah. So I'm just standing there, you know, like the second stringers out there. I'm in the back. He's up next to me. You know I didn't say it like that. Mm-hmm. I said, I know. It's good. He said, by the way, you like it in Green Bay? Love it. Wife, kids, it's great. Come see me afterwards. I go up there. He said, we got this transition thing now. You know, to have your agent explain. I said, yeah, I know it's top 10. He said, well, I'm going to make you the highest paid. But I want to know first, do you like it? Yeah, I love it here. He said, okay. When I went downstairs, we had a deal done. That's what Aaron is saying about communication. The communication with me and Ron Wolf was fantastic. My agent didn't even know Gary because I was slotted in the top 10 for transition. So it was already a number there. But Ron said, no, we're going to take good care of you. Don't worry about that. That's what Aaron is saying. I don't think he really drilled down to want to pick players. Not with the draft. Aaron is, and I'm just assuming.
Well, he wants to drill down who's being cut.
Well, no, he don't want to do that.
He don't want to do that. So he's not upset about Kumaro or them.
He might be, because I would be upset if they let you go here. I probably wouldn't even come back.
Exactly.
Full disclosure.
So that is, because I know that affect all of us.
Yes, because you're my guy. I mean,
we roll together.
Yeah, you're great from my wedding.
Yeah.
It's my anniversary, so that's a funny joke.
G-R-A-Y.
But real quick, Steve, he wants to say on the pro personnel side, that's the grown men side.
So he doesn't care about drafting wide receivers.
No, that's too much work. And I value that. Those guys get, 80, 90 grand. That's a lot of money, though. I'd love to have that sitting here. But I don't want to do their job. Because they work 18, 19 hours. They fly all over the country. They put expense reports. You know how expense.
They drive all over the country, too.
He don't want to do that. What he would do is pro player department, swing by that guy's office. Who the top free agent wide receivers? Here's the list. Who you like? I like old boy there. I like old boy there. And leave. You ain't got to get those guys, but at least I kind of told you who I like. You don't even have to bring them in, Steve. Mm-hmm. Don't even bring them in. But at least when I go to bed at night, at least I told them how I felt.
And then if they don't act on any of these, they're going to be mad that they're not acting on any of them.
No, this is going to be a lose-lose. If I have an idea, and I told you about it, and you don't use it, I'm okay with it. At least I told you. What make me mad is I didn't even tell you the idea. You're supposed to read my mind. I can't read Leroy's mind. Come tell me. That's why Gutekunst said maybe I should have called.
All right. Would you give Rodgers say in personnel if keeping
up? Oh, man, he don't want to put them kind
of hours in. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience
that was good
online.
Stuff by Ron Wolf.
Car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. We'll take your calls. We'll hear what Gary thinks coming up straight ahead.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the G. Winder Plumbing Studio, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. Former Packers, Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler, and you on this Tuesday, asking you a simple question. Would you give Rodgers sane personnel if it meant keeping him? Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn
Direct. So sounds like Ron Wolf says...
No. You're paid to play quarterback. That's what you're going to do. Because he took a shot at Russell Wilson saying he wants it to be everything. And that's not how this is going to work. But that is that old school mentality. Now, if Ron Wolf were an NBA GM, he and LeBron would not get along. That would not be.
Well, the NBA is different than the NFL.
Yeah,
but the NBA is in front of the NFL in that aspect. We are going the of what the NBA is, folks.
Never.
Well, no.
Well,
yes, we are.
No.
Never. These superstars are going to start having more say in the NFL than they've ever had in the past.
The NBA, as long as they promote it the way they promote it, come see Giannis and the Bucks.
Right.
Then it will be that way. But the NFL do not promote the NFL. The NFL promote, come see the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers. There's a difference. So the players already know that they own it because they know they are the show. That's why, Steve, you're not allowed to take your helmet off in any games. They thought they were slick by doing that. They want to keep you hidden.
Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, they thought they were slick. They don't want you to see your face. They want it to be about the star on the helmet if you're the Dallas Cowboys. If you're the Green, it's about the G. The first franchises in the NFL, if you will, the Giants, you know, the stars for the big franchise, the star franchises, the Giants, the Packers, the Bears, it's really about those teams and actually – there's another one, and their families. You associate some players with this, but for the most part, it's about the organization. And so you can see it around on television right now. I know we do talk about a lot of players, but it's really about these organizations. It's not about the players.
How many times a guy walked up to me, Gary, we're together, and said, man, hey, Antonio, tell Leroy I love him. I'm like, then I'm not that arrogant. Hey, I have a helmet on.
Yeah.
He can't know what I look like.
And that's why them jokers want you to keep your helmet on. So some ways, Steve, there, Rodgers is kind of bucking the system a little bit, and we'll see how that turns out.
Allegedly.
But the NFL right now is about the organizations, and it's not about the players. We'll see if they stand pat here with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it'll be huge. Because right now, you have one of the best franchises, one of the storied histories in franchises with the Green Bay Packers and how they do things versus Aaron Rodgers.
If this is all about personnel, say, mm-hmm. and I'm not even going to say he wants Goody fired, but
okay, skip
just
that.
Put that aside.
All right.
But if he tells Goody, like Leroy just said, hey, man, I want to have a say in free agency. I want to have a say if somebody's available in trade, whether or not I want him or not, and whether or not I like him for the offense, or whether or not I think he'd be a good fit on defense, or whether or not I think he'd be a good fit in the locker room. Like, I want say in all of this. And if Goody says, yep, sounds good, you're in. Got you. All done. That conversation took less than 30 seconds that I just did with myself. That call could have been resolved by now. If that's all this was, that's what he wanted, and Goody said, yep, done, then it's done. But if there's resistance on the Packers side this whole time over that ask, then why would it change? Why will it ever change?
Well,
it's not going to change.
And they can do what they want to do, but I'm not giving Rodgers say in bringing players in, cutting players, and drafting of players. Dude, you just going out there and just throw this Barry in, throw this dig route. Let's go get this nine.
Because one team gives say superstar player on personnel,
yes.
and that would have been Seattle with Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. They didn't. If that's Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, or if Mahomes wants it later in Kansas City, mm-hmm. if after Andy Reid is gone, as soon as one organization does it and that precedent is set, it's going to open up Pandora's box in the NFL for other franchises to be put in the exact same situation by their star quarterback.
The owners won't let that happen. So
takes is one owner.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen. And you know all these owners don't. They can't even agree on anything.
That's true.
So I think the control thing is not really – I'm not trying to control anything if it's just a suggestion. That's it. When y'all have a meeting or we have a meeting – it's just a suggestion what we should talk about, okay? Otherwise, Gary just comes in and said, this is what we're talking about. Or Mitch said, it's just a suggestion. And then sometimes we don't use what I say or Gary or Plucker or Sam or Steve. We just go what fits. And all Aaron said, I just want to suggest the menu. I don't have to pick the food, but can I suggest we have steak Friday?
Sure. And if Goody says yes, then this is done.
But okay.
So then what's taking so long?
Even if he says yes, we're having steak Friday, that don't mean you have to have it. I just gave you my input, my suggestion. If they're saying, because remember, the only thing that can be a problem, they have a guy, I don't know who he is, that's over pro personnel department. you're kind of throwing him in a bad light too, because he's thinking, wait a minute, y'all pay me six figures to come up with the pro personnel side. Now the quarterback walks in, I got to be quiet. So what you have to do is navigate those
waters. John Wojciechowski.
Say his name again. I want to
John Wojciechowski.
Yeah, him too. So my thing is, Wojciechowski, Wojo will use that because we liked him when he was coaching with
Marquette.
Them too. So I'm just thinking, I just want to, hey, man, listen, I'm not going to do this every week or every year. I'm just saying, if it's a suggestion, are you okay with that? Ron Wolf said, hey, man, don't even suggest it to me. I got it here. But, if we're not going in that direction and we're not doing good in that direction, hey, man, I don't mind talking to you. That's what he did with me. He opened up the lines of communication. Once you open up those lines of communication, they can never be closed, and nor should they. So my thing is, if you're a couple and you go to therapy, that don't mean you're getting a divorce.
Take that back. So do you want these are all
you
these.
Got the wrong
we
man
have,
name?
Well, I don't know. There's 100 of them. Co-director,
I told you that,
there's
Gary.
Co-director of player personnel. Those are two guys.
No, I don't want him.
John Eric Sullivan and John Wojciechowski of player personnel.
Give me those two
then
guys.
Then there's director of college scouting, and
not
then there's
the college,
director
no.
of pro personnel.
Who's the director of pro personnel?
Richmond Williams.
Him, too. See, we got everybody's name. Richmond, that's his first name?
Yep.
I love guys with first names or good last name. He may engage Rodgers because he's going to know the list before Gutekunst. Hey, man, here's the top 15 receivers out there. Who you like, cuz? Hey, man, listen, in this offense, I would love X, Y, Z. That don't mean you have to get the guy, but at least I, at the end of the day, feel like I'm here to help. I'm not here to step on no toes. I'm not. I want to be able to just help. But as far as me being the GM, Aaron Rodgers don't want to do that because he'll go from making $40 million a year to like 5 to 6. You don't want to do that. And you don't want to put in those hours. But the one guy that could put in the hours is him. No kids, no grandkids, and just got a wife and a dog. He got plenty of time. But that ship has sailed now because everybody already know the toothpaste is out of
the tube.
Yeah, that too. But don't throw it away. Use your finger. I say it all the time. Brush your teeth. So my thing is, it is communication. We all agree it's bad communication, right?
Correct.
But you know how many hours it takes for guys to pick guys? Aaron don't want to do that. But I think on the pro side, the grown man side, from age 28 to 33, I would like to look at that list and see if y'all calling these folks. Aaron, we called them. They don't want to come in this cold weather. Yeah, but tell him I'm going to throw him 50 balls for 1,000 yards. He can make a lot of money. Okay, I'll relay that. That kind of conversation I'm sure going on, but Aaron's saying they're not. So let's just get on the same page. Not the college guys. No, because I'm not going to put in that word. But for the grown men that's out there, like if Antonio Brown, if he had still been out there, hey, you like Antonio? No.
Okay, well, if that's the case then, so then if they go to make a cut, do they have to go to him?
No.
We're going to cut Jake Kumerow. Is that okay? No, that's not okay. You're not cutting Jake Kumerow.
No, can't do that. No,
is that what we're going to do?
No. It's just to bring
a guy. Because that's what he – but that's the issue.
That's what he wants.
That's the issue, not the free agency. I don't want my guy getting released when I want to play with him. He literally praised Kumerow one day, and the next day got him cut, and then brought it up months after that.
Well, listen,
that's what he's mad about.
Right, it is. And so what you got to do is you have to go ask – Rodgers, the guys in his inner circle, can I cut him?
No, you don't want to do that.
Well, that's what he wants.
And then he
does. He does. If he's upset about Jake Kumerow and not upset about Malik Taylor,
allegedly,
Malik Taylor don't hang with him, so he got no beef if you cut him.
Oh, stop it.
But I got beef if you cut Kumerow because he's in my circle. Leroy, you need to stop because you know
Janis,
that.
They cut Jeff Janis.
He don't like Jeff Janis. Never
in his circle.
It's all
he ain't
alleged.
In his circle.
Mm-mm, far away from his circle.
It's alleged.
You need to stop. You need to stop that, Roy. Keep it 100
sometimes I wish
all
I had
the
my
time.
Own show because y'all be just making up stuff. This man don't care. Listen, Jake Kumerow is the seventh guy on the team.
We know that.
So my thing is, whether he was going to be here or not.
You know what this is like,
Steve? Something else to get upset about.
Steve, you know, yeah, you're right.
The quarterback coach, he was upset they got rid of his quarterback coach.
You know what this is like, though? This is like, though, almost like, you know, the Chicago Bulls, right, with Dennis Rodman. They had to have a guy for him, right? You couldn't cut the guy. Who was the guy? Who was the guy that had to have a run with Rodgers? I mean, with Rodman.
Tony Kukoc?
No, they just had a guy on the end of the bench that was Rodman's guy.
Judd Bushler.
Yeah. And that's the only reason why he was there.
Yeah.
Couldn't cut Judd.
He was an all right player.
Yeah, but
did they cut him?
Huh?
Hit the hot button. Did they cut him?
No, they couldn't. That was Rodman's guy.
Well, the guy's serving a purpose. I mean, he's a good role player.
But what?
People love him.
You need to stop. What's the question, Steve?
What would be your first question to ask Aaron Rodgers when he speaks? That's what I want to know from y'all after the break.
We did this last week.
First, we got new people. Because we're a big show. What would be your first question? What's your first question when he step up to the podium of the Zoom call?
All right, we'll
it ain't gonna be
you
Kumaro.
Got blue eyes or green? What color eyes you got?
Why are you looking in the man's eyes, man? This is uncomfortable.
Hey, Gary, raise
is
a glass.
HR in the building?
Raise a glass to the next great flavor from Wendy's: the bourbon bacon cheeseburger, topped with crispy onions and applewood smoked bacon, and smothered in our new bourbon bacon sauce. The bourbon bacon cheeseburger is handcrafted with the finest ingredients to bring you the smoothest,
you
boldest
to
flavor
call
possible.
Kyle Sheila right now.
Complex yet approachable. This is a bourbon masterpiece that you eat. Hurry into Wendy's and try one today.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the Gene Wagner Plumbing Studios. For all of your plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. When the Bucks win tonight against Orlando, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's tomorrow for a free small frosty, chocolate or vanilla, no purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after each Bucks win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Talking about, would you give Aaron Rodgers say in personnel if it meant keeping him at this point? And I believe all three of us are on board of as far as saying no, we would not give him say in personnel if it meant keeping him. I will say, though, at some point here, somebody is going to give a quarterback say. And when that happens, these other superstar quarterbacks are going to want the exact same say that the first quarterback gets. Now, who will be that first quarterback that gets that say from their organization? I don't know.
Well, does Tom Brady get that say?
Well, he definitely did not get it. He did not in Indy or at New England.
No.
I think he is having say in Tampa because Bruce Arians was dead set against Antonio Brown last year, said it multiple times in the media, and then Brady said he wanted Antonio Brown, and they ended up with Antonio Brown last year, and now they brought back Antonio Brown this year. So
that's an outlier, though, because he's earned it. Guy got $200 million.
Has Rodgers earned it? You know, if you're going to say Brady earned it, then...
Well, he was always with owners, though. It's hard. Aaron Rodgers is kind of an outlier, too, because he don't have an owner to back him. He mentioned that to the owner group down in Tampa, and they said, yeah, let him do what he wants. You remember he got in trouble allegedly for throwing passes during COVID and stuff like that? That died.
At high school.
Yeah. We don't care. You know, the guys are fine. You know.
You've been to Florida yet?
Oh, they off the chain now.
Yeah, he was just there.
Yeah.
Nobody care about that.
But I'm just saying, once each player is vaccinated, they're going to be throwing passes, but the owner has to be okay with it. What you're saying, I want Antonio Brown, I want Gronk out of retirement instead of the guys we already have. They had capable tight ends. Remember the O.J. Howard?
Yep.
Yeah,
they had Cameron Brate, too, I think.
Yep.
They had guys, but I want Gary Ellerson to come back and be – okay, come on back. And then they won it. That's different. And I think what Aaron needs to clear up is what I'm trying to do for him. I don't think he really wants
to. What you trying to do?
Well, it's a difference. You know, I don't think he wants to draft players and look at tape and do that. I think with the grown men, because if Funches was a guy that you wanted, that's why we got him.
All right, let's go to some tweets here. Sheets bullpen coach tweets at Big Show Network. Guessing you would be far less upset about a Kumaro cut had they drafted a few more weapons in, say, rounds 1 through 3 or signed a legit veteran wide receiver or two in the last 3 seasons. Mm. Okay. The Robert tweets at Big Show Network. No, I understand his status, but he'd be making decisions to better his situation. The GM needs to make decisions to better the team's situation. Aaron gets compensated to play football, not decide the roster. That's from The Robert tweeting at Big Show Network. You can also like us on Facebook, The Big Show Network, and put your comments there. Mm-hmm. And of course, if you miss any of the show interviews or any of the shows in the past, go to BigShowNetwork.com. To check it out
I missed that. Did he say he's supposed to be quiet? And
Aaron gets compensated to play football, not decide the roster. Pretty much the same thing Ron Wolf said.
Yeah.
Ryan tweets at Big Show Network. Hard to really say when no one knows the real story behind this or any details. Pure speculation at this point.
Yeah.
Caliber quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers and TB12 always should get a say. They are the franchise.
I wouldn't go that far. You got to separate TB12. He's on an island by himself. He's the universe.
Because he has the rings and Rodgers doesn't.
Well, and then also, he's kind of earned it.
Because if we're talking about production throughout a course of a year and putting up numbers consistently, Rodgers is right there with him.
Yeah, but I think for the most part, when you're playing with an owner, they give you – because Kraft, he loved – of course he loved TB12. But he also knew the hoodie ran everything.
But apparently not, because as the story goes, allegedly TB12 didn't want to look over his shoulder at Jimmy Garoppolo, and they forced Belichick to move Jimmy Garoppolo to please TB12. And Aaron Rodgers may be looking at that situation in New England going, then I want the same done for me. Move him just like they did Jimmy Garoppolo for Tom Brady. And if I'm Brian Gutekunst, my response is, you want to know why we're not doing that? Mm-hmm. Who's a quarterback in New England now? Yeah, they just had a draft one of Mac Jones were awful last year because they didn't have a backup plan because they traded the backup plan and Garoppolo and screwed themselves and then Brady walked away anyhow. So from a Packer perspective, Gary, I think you look at the New England situation and go, we're not moving Jordan Love. I don't care how much you want us to move Jordan Love because you're going to put us possibly in the same situation New England itself ended up in by not having a backup and not having somebody ready to go.
Ryan, they're not doing that.
No. You just
cannot,
guys, trade Jordan Love because
then.
No. And that's why after Saul left, they had to go through Cam Newton, all these guys.
Because now what could happen is, we'll trade Jordan Love, Aaron. No problem. All right, sounds good. I'll be in camp. Fine. Now, next year happens. He throws up another MVP year. They lose another conference championship game, and then Aaron does this again. Nah, I don't want to come. I have other issues now. And now you don't even have a backup quarterback you can turn to. Now you're completely stuck.
And you're in salary cap.
Hell,
I mean,
purgatory. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he never asked Jordan Love to be traded. Because remember, they got the same people they work with.
Well, we know what eases the pain.
What's that?
That if they would trade Jordan Love.
No, I doubt that.
Yeah, sure.
Then he doesn't have to look at him every day and know that there is replacement is there.
I doubt it. The guy's already here.
Well, I understand that.
I mean, Garoppolo was in New England.
Yeah.
But see, the difference between Garoppolo and the owner was involved in, that's the only thing.
Well,
Murphy's going to have to be involved in this.
But my thing is, and Murphy was okay with him getting drafted. Mm-hmm. So
that's
He ain't leaving. And Murphy was the one that hired Gutekunst and hired the head coach. So two people are not leaving. And he got to learn this. Love ain't leaving, and Gutekunst ain't leaving. So just come on in, everything's fine.
I've got a question. We didn't bring this. Right. This may be a bigger topic than we have time for. We got like 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll let
you know. Is this whole thing, and it being resolved, is this really on Mark Murphy? And that's the end of the story. This isn't on Goody. This isn't on LaFleur. This isn't on the players. This is on the pseudo owner, even though they don't have one, and Mark Murphy to figure out how to come to an agreement with Rodgers to get him back. Is this really just on Mark Murphy? Just like it would just be on Jerry Jones or it would just be on Robert Kraft?
You want me to answer this tomorrow or now?
Well, we got 5 minutes. Go ahead. We got four minutes. Go ahead.
No, it's not just on Mark Murphy. It's also on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, we don't know
what... I'm saying from the Packer perspective. They're flying LaFleur out. They're flying Goody out. All this. But really, at the end of the day, it should just be Murphy and Rodgers.
Did Mark Murphy fly out there, too?
Yes. Yeah. Those three.
So there you go. Yeah. So, at the end of the day, it's on Rodgers. They done did all that. They have done all of that.
Done.
So, right now, it is on Aaron Rodgers. The ball is in Aaron Rodgers' court. From what we know, from what we understand, they don't offer him all the money.
Yep.
Now, we haven't heard about whether decision, but we also heard Brian Gutekunst somewhere said if he wants to help draft or
my
if he
door's
wants
open.
To. Yes.
Yeah.
So they already, it cracked it open at least. So that's been offered. All the money's been offered from what we heard. personnel decision seems like they've been offered too. So who's it on? It's on Rodgers. I go back to Leroy. Leroy made a great point. And he said this.
Gave you a compliment, Leroy.
He said this here. You're asking for stuff. You have to be prepared for them to say yes or give it to you. Feels like the Packers have given in and said yes, and you still sitting there twiddling your fingers.
All right. Absolutely right. No question. And Leroy's been on that since last week, talking about that. But again, if this is just simply about them drafting Jordan Love and he can't move past it, they can offer him the world and he's going to continue to say no because he doesn't want to be a part of the situation.
They broke
his trust when they drafted Jordan Love to replace him. At that point, his loyalty to the organization went out the window. Oh, okay, so you're not with me anymore. Cool, then you're against me. I'll show you. And boom, out he goes, has a magical type season. Didn't finish it like every other year. Goes out there, has a great season, and now says, you don't want to be loyal to me? I'm not going to be loyal to me. Loyal to you, you can move me and be loyal to your guy, Jordan Love. That's really what I think this is all about. I mean, you can say whatever you want, and we can go on, have players go on TV and say it's fixable and everything else. But literally, Gary just went over everything. So what is it exactly that has to be fixed that Packers aren't willing to move
on? I don't know.
Then what is it?
Rodgers.
Tell me what it is, then, that we're missing. Sean in Bayview, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show on the Big Show Radio Network.
Hey, Sean.
I agree with you guys. I mean, hey, Laura, the Packers are – what we know about this is what the Packers have done to try to fix it. And Aaron Rodgers is continuing to let this go further and further by not coming out and saying something. So to me, he's the guilty party. And if it is because of Love, I know that's a hard pick. But, dude, that is just insecure. That's pure insecure. And to, you know, work around that kind of ego, you do have to a certain extent, of course. But also the player like Rodgers, he's got to have enough confidence in himself to not let that get to him too much if he wants to be as good as he wants to be.
That's a great point.
My opinion.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Great point, Sean. It's an excellent point.
This is the thing, though, at the end of the day.
That's what Terry Bradshaw was saying, what Sean said, but Sean said it more eloquently.
There is a piece here. Let me see if I can call it up real quick here.
You trying to find a piece?
On Aaron Rodgers and why Denver is interesting to him.
Oh, okay.
Here it is. So it's from this website called brobible.com or whatever.
Bro Bible?
Brobible.com.
Okay. Today, Tuesday. Right. Putting them in a prayer line.
Yeah. Right, whatever. Yeah. Brobible.com. No, I'm not going to be able to find it probably, right?
Yeah, it's okay.
Let's see if I can get it to open up.
But that's the same team you keep hearing, though, Steve.
Correct.
Yeah, Bro Bible.
Correct. But in here, the thing that cracks me up about this whole thing is Rich Eisen. Here we go. Rich Eisen said, I heard he'd happily go to Denver because they've got the weapons. He doesn't care that it's in Mahomes' division. He would actually love to personally beat Mahomes. He would love to send Mahomes to the wild card every single year. This is what I've been told, according to NFL.com's Rich Eisen.
Denver ain't got no better weapons than Green Bay. Stop it.
I agree with you on that as well.
Who said, what? They internet down.
I agree with you as well. And nobody is better than Young Express.
John Young, the man, cuz.
You can become a successful transporter of expedited freight, right? You can partner up with them, live a stress-free lifestyle, put the windows down, turn up the radio to the Big Show, and drive.
Gary, you missed it.
Baby, drive and get paid for it,
That's
too.
That's the best saying.
Successful transport of expedited freight. What does that mean? That means you go from point A to point B. Pick stuff up, put in your vehicle, go to point B, drop it off, call back to dispatch, which theirs is 24/7, which means they're always going to keep you moving. And if you're not moving, you're not making money. So that dispatch department being 24/7 is a big deal. Big deal. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. And with 99% no-touch freight, you can be a small dude like me. The freight is loaded and offloaded for you, so all you have to do is worry about driving. They're looking for full-time independent contractors. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's youngexpress.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Show, served up hot and fresh, live from the G-Wagner Plumbing Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler. So we only got like a minute or so left here in this segment, sure. But we were just watching a video that Gary was showing us in a break of a youth football team, not around here, I don't think, right?
No, I wasn't here.
Somewhere else in the country. And I don't know how old those kids are, 8 years old,
about
maybe?
Eight or nine years old.
And tell them what they're doing.
No, they got to be six.
No.
No more than that. I mean,
they're young.
Because they look like bobbleheads.
Yeah. They're doing that old drill. I forget the name of that drill.
Oklahoma drill?
Yeah, I think it could
Oklahoma
be.
Oklahoma, when you're on your back and get up, it's the same thing.
Almost the same thing. But you can bring them close, get up, put them far apart. And they got this kid just tattooed the other kid. I mean, he was running football and just hit him right in the head.
Knocked him. I don't completely. Know if he knocked him out or not, but he
and
hit him
And you
hard.
Hear the coach, you good. No, you know what? Coach, you get in there and let me go against you. Let's see how you going to feel.
We never did that in Muskego. We would tackle fine.
We ain't doing that, cuz. And that's what's wrong with youth football. Now I feel like I'm Tim Dillard now.
Go ahead.
That's what's wrong with football today, youth football today. You still got these dads, and Steve, you talked about it, who still saw Bear Bryant, all these, Bo Schembechler, and all these guys. They raised on that. They think that's the way it should be. That's not how football is played.
Saw a movie.
And you're right. And we're right. We are product of it right now in the NFL. And really, that's why the NFL tackling is not what it used to be, because you just can't do it like you used to be able to do it. So we've suffered from it.
They got to become tacklers, not hitters.
Tell them what the difference, Steve.
The difference is Chuck Cecil.
Yeah.
That's a hitter.
Those of you don't know who that is, look him up on YouTube.
A tackler is me. I'm just going to drag him down. He may drag me 4 yards, but I'm going to get him down to 6 yards and line up again.
That's what we tell our kids.
And play 12 years.
Rodney Harrison would be another hitter like Chuck Cecil.
Yeah, another one.
That's another one, yeah. Oh, Chuck Cecil.
I got a friend who was like that too, Kenny Steele. Sometimes I just try to figure out, cuz, where you coming from today?
Well, he hit Matt Stewart. That was hilarious.
Sometimes he goes to the other sideline to take care of business. Coming up next, how concerned are you with Devontae Adams' comments? We'll talk about it next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.